It's wet. And it's raining. And it's dank. And it's a little bit cool. Just a little bit. But that's okay. It is February after all, so it's not going to be cold. And I'm on my way to the gym. It's only 7 o'clock. Hello, everyone. It's Ian here. Nice to be chatting with you again. I'm a little bit tired. But I still want to go to the gym. Got up early. I've already done a few things this morning. And I'm now heading down the road. My gym's only, wouldn't even be a kilometre from home. So it's a bit of a walk. But it's actually very wet. It's a little bit wetter than I expected. The gutters are well and truly running. It started raining overnight, and that's okay because I don't have to go to work today. Frankly, I'm really glad because I would have had to drive anyway because not only is it raining, but also coming home from work yesterday, I clipped something on the road on my bicycle. I actually felt it hit the front wheel, and within 10 metres, I had a fully flat front tyre running on the rim. Just completely knocked the air out of the tyre. I don't know what it was. It must have been something pretty sharp and significant. I couldn't find any cuts in the tyre, but I had a spare tube with me, so I got off the bike and fixed it, replaced the tube and jumped back on it and went fanging down the road. I took a corner at the way I normally do, and the bike was feeling a little bit odd, but I took this corner maybe a little bit slower than I normally did, and as I did, I just felt the rear tyre almost roll off the rim. Just terrible. I went, whoa, what's going on here, Sonny Jim? So I dropped off the bike and I noticed my rear tyre was nearly flat. So I whacked a bit of air in it and got on my way and noticed it was still pretty soft, and sure enough, I had a leak. So whatever I ran over also got my rear tyre, and I ended up having to stop and pump up my rear tyre 4 or 5 times just to get home. Of course, I couldn't change that tyre. I only had one spare tube. So I had to just suck it up. Damn nuisance, actually. Damn nuisance. It's always a pain in the ass having to stop on the side of the road and change a tube in a bicycle tyre. So one of the jobs of today is to do that. Why is that? Because today's Wednesday, isn't it? I've got the day off work. Matter of fact, if all goes well, I'm going to have the rest of the week off work. Things are a little bit quiet at work. We have finished a major part of a major job. The reason that we're busting our ass for the last month, doing overtime and everything, is past. And now things are just ticking over and doing a bit of maintenance and a few fill-in jobs around the workshop. Frankly, there's not enough work for everybody. Work's got quite a few casuals on at the moment, and they're good guys, really good. And work doesn't want to lose them, so they're keeping them on and giving them fill-in jobs. Problem with employing casuals is you can employ them for a while, but if you have to lay them off, they may not be available to come back. And if you've found some good guys, yeah, that's a real bugger. Hopefully I'm in that situation, because I'm still a casual. I don't want permanent employment. And because of that, I've used it to my advantage. I said to Jason, listen, mate, if you're not busy, why don't I just take a few days off? And he went, yeah, okay, that's fine. And when the next bit of work comes in, tomorrow, day after, he'll give me a call and I'll go back in. Might go back and do a day this week, but if all goes well, I'll have the rest of the week off. Yeah, it'll be a little bit light on financially, but I've got to do some things, haven't I? If I don't get on top of this, if I don't start the process, it's never going to get underway, and I'm just going to slide deeper and deeper and deeper into the working for the man, earning the money cycle. Wake, work, sleep, earn, consume, that cycle. There's no creativity in that, and this year is about shaking it up. I've had to do these last couple of years to get on top of my finances, and yep, pretty well there. I need to now start gently, carefully, with great consideration, sliding across to being more independent. I've mentioned it a few times, I don't need to actually jump ship, I don't need to leave my income completely. ideally I'll still work a few days a week and do my own thing a few days a week like I did several years ago. But it's important I start the transition. And that's what these next couple of days are going to be about. I don't expect to be highly productive, especially today. I've got this long list of things I want to start doing, start exploring, mainly things like mind mapping, what I want to do over the next while, and trying to understand how to do it. I've got a general direction, but I don't have any specific clear direction, and that's what I need to start working out. And I'm not quite sure how to do that as yet, but hopefully things will evolve, and I need space. I need space to be able to do that. I need the opportunity to, well, in a way, waste time, sit in coffee shops, think about stuff, maybe catch up with a few people and meet them and talk to them about ideas and look for opportunities, get inspired. Like I said, I've got some ideas. I've got a lot of reading to do, a lot of learning within the area and the field that I want to mess about. I want to become a bit of an expert in it, so I want to start to really understand it, and I want to get active again. And part of getting active is getting my podcasts happening again. I've got some ideas that are going to require a shed load of work to get underway, but I want to get the podcasts happening again and start exploring some audio in a few different forms and different ways of doing things. Some will be personal, some will involve other people, and try and create a new future for myself. It's a long-term plan. Part of it is so that in 10, 15 years' time, when it's retirement time and I won't be any good, I'll be too old for the coal face of physical hands-on trade work, I'll actually have an activity, a day-to-day routine that will still give me great passion and interest and inspiration in life, so that I won't miss working for the man. And also, hopefully, give me opportunities to travel, earn some money, meet new people, and amongst it, have my own personal workshops so that I can balance my mental creativity with my physical creativity. So I've got these long-term goals that run for the next 10, 15 years. Goals? Not even a big fan of the word goals. Not even quite sure if that's the right term to use, because they're not rigid. They certainly aren't definitely formulated in a sort of Michelangelo David marble sort of shape. It's not specific, but it's a bit like the classic definition of luck: opportunity meeting preparedness. And this is all about the preparedness part of me. I've already done a lot of it. My previous experience messing about with the digital world and my podcasts and even here on Audioboo, you know, that's all part of preparedness. And if I can get more of that, well, then maybe the opportunities, when they, or if they ever present themselves, will form the perfect synchronicity to bring about what I call luck. Because frankly, I think that's all success is in life: preparedness, meeting opportunity, and we call it luck. So, as all this traffic fangs past me in this pouring rain, I'm standing outside the gym right now, finishing this off. And it's time to go and get a little bit of exercise before I get into the day. Cheers for now. See you, everybody. Bye-bye.